Been a major breakdown in the system designed to catch Olympic athletes who use banned substances. Star Russian figure skater was allowed to compete this week in Beijing, even though she tested positive for a banned substance weeks ago. SNPR's Brian Mann reports from Beijing. Sports officials are unable to explain why the results were not made public earlier.
Here's a simple fact no one can explain. Back in December, star Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva submitted a drug test sample after a competition in St. Petersburg. The sample was whisked off to Sweden for processing, but the results showing Valieva did use a banned drug weren't made public until after she skated this past Monday at the Olympics in Beijing.
What's clear is there's been a, not following normal procedure.
Travis Tygart heads the U.S. anti-doping agency, which tests American Olympic athletes. He says that 45-day delay processing Valieva's sample and publishing the results is inexplicable and troubling.
Is it as sinister as a potential cover-up that a whistleblower exposed, or is it gross incompetence just not processing, the star of the game sample in a timely fashion?
International Olympic Committee officials have promised for years to implement a transparent and rigorous system that would block doping by Russian athletes. That effort followed years of scandal, with investigations showing widespread drug use by Russia's Olympic coaches and doctors. So how was Valieva's sample, involving the highest-profile Russian athlete, allowed to go unprocessed, unchecked, or unreported until it was too late?
Obviously, I can't personally explain that. It's a
That's International Olympic Committee spokesman Mark Adams. Speaking today, days after this scandal erupted, he could still offer no rationale for the breakdown. He pointed to speculation the delay may have somehow been caused by the COVID pandemic, but said he couldn't confirm that was a factor. Adams acknowledged the Valieva case has turned into a nightmare for the Beijing Games. He said it's not yet clear whether Valieva will be allowed to compete Tuesday in one of the Winter Olympics' most popular events, women's figure skating.
We have the practicality of an event coming up which needs to be cleared for all of us. We all want to see the concentration on sport. No one wants to see us looking at concentrating on potential doping cases.
But now that the firewall against doping has crumbled at these games, unwinding the scandal won't be easy. Valieva is still being allowed to train. Russian officials point to the fact she passed a drug test in Beijing and say she should be allowed to compete Tuesday. But IOC officials have moved to block her from skating. They've appealed Valieva's eligibility to a group called the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which says it will release its decision on Monday. Travis Tygart with the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency says this latest breakdown shows the IOC has to get tougher with Russia, or this kind of scandal will keep happening.
People don't want to see a rigged games. Six Olympic Games going back to 2012 have been hijacked by the doping system that Russia perpetuated.
Russia is already competing in Beijing on a provisional basis because of past doping. That means the Russian flag can't be flown, nor is the Russian national anthem played at medal ceremonies. But in a statement sent to NPR, the Russian Olympic Committee sounded a defiant tone. Referring to Valieva's apparent win in the team's skating competition this week, the Russians say they plan to keep that gold medal, which they say was won fair and square. Brian Mann, NPR News, Beijing.